This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Affordable Care Act has featured prominently in previous elections and worked in Republicans' favor. Now Democrats are trying to turn the tables, campaigning on a piece of the law that the public has embraced. In the first of a three-part series, Chamaine Mills reports.
Promises to repeal the Affordable Care Act helped propel Republicans into office in 2010. Unable to do so in Congress, they're again attacking the law by way of the courts. Wisconsin is one of the lead states in a lawsuit that argues most of the ACA should be scrapped because Congress got rid of the penalty for not having insurance when they passed the GOP tax cut bill. The federal lawsuit hinges on the individual mandate, the requirement that everyone have insurance. It's the least popular part of the ACA, also known as Obamacare.
Personally, I don't think the government should mandate that. That's none of their business. What if I don't want to buy it? And I'm not partaking in the benefits of it.
That's Robert Zettel. The 54-year-old Madison resident describes himself as conservative. Even liberals like 23-year-old Zach Young of Fredonia understand why the requirement to have insurance rubs some the wrong way. But Young says there's a reason for it.
I would also not get insurance if I had that option. However, if you stop requiring people to get insurance, it prevents the pool of money from being there to help everyone else.
People may not like the mandate, but they do like other parts of the law. A recent poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 50% approve of Obamacare overall. That rises to 75% when people are asked about the law's protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions. An estimated 1 in 4 Wisconsinites have such conditions that are covered by the ACA, according to Kaiser. The GOP lawsuit would get rid of those safeguards, and it's a point Democrats are trying to drive home.
If Scott Walker takes away the protections for pre-existing conditions, I won't be able to afford the treatments that are saving my life.
As a nurse and a cancer survivor, I just cannot support Leah Vukmir.
Governor Scott Walker has pushed back, pointing out he supports a bill that would cover pre-existing conditions at the state level. But the bill would still let insurance companies impose lifetime caps on coverage. And it never passed. And it was Walker who gave the go-ahead for Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimel's lawsuit to overturn the ACA. Democratic Attorney General hopeful Josh Call is trying to use that against Schimel.
The state is arguing, Brad Schimel is arguing that we should be striking down protections for people with pre-existing conditions, getting rid of the guarantee that young adults can stay in their parents' health insurance coverage.
But Schimel says Obamacare is unconstitutional and didn't do what it promised.
We want this power to go back to the state of Wisconsin, to let legislators and leadership in Wisconsin determine what works best for Wisconsin.
Schimel and other Republicans who support the lawsuit contend there are better ways to run a health care system, and they're hoping voters see it that way, too. But Republicans in Washington weren't able to muster the votes to pass a health plan replacing Obamacare, in large part because of a public backlash over their plan's lack of protections for pre-existing conditions. Speaking at a state Democratic convention in June, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin told party activists they won that fight.
You own that defeat of that cynical bill. Know your power. That was you. And that's what it's going to take to win this next election.
It's a contest where the political parties find themselves fighting over a familiar issue. Only the ground may have shifted since the last election. Chamaine Mills, Wisconsin. Public Radio.